The former Army intelligence officer and BBC staff member known as the Christmas Tree Man, Brigadier Ronnie Stonham, has died. He was 86. Ronnie Stonham used Room 105 in Broadcasting House in the 1980s to help the security services vet BBC employees for their political views. He kept files on all those who'd been checked and those who'd been rejected on MI5 advice and stamped with an upturned tree-shaped sticker. He denied any links to MI5, but his work was exposed by the Observer newspaper, as our media correspondent David Sillito reports.
In 1985, the BBC's special assistant to the Director of Personnel, Brigadier Ronnie Stonham, was suddenly headline news.
Opposition MPs have called on the Home Secretary to make an immediate statement about the vetting of some BBC staff by MI5.
It had been revealed that quietly, secretly, in Room 105 of Broadcasting House, he'd been in charge of vetting staff. He was accused of being MI5's man in the BBC. One person at the time who'd been on the receiving end of the process was the film director, Stephen Peat.
I don't understand this huge, great fear that maybe some assistant film editor is going to pick up a Tommy gun and rush up to a studio and try and take it over one evening. I mean, this strikes me as being a lot of nonsense.
The Christmas trees with the arrow-like symbol stamped onto the files of staff with dubious political views or links abroad. The writer and Radio 4 broadcaster Michael Rosen lost his job at the BBC in the 1970s.
10 years later, an investigative journalist told me that I'd had a Christmas tree attached to my file, and that was why I'd been fired. The idea of secret vetting in a democratic country, it is to me utterly obnoxious.
The Brigadier's role, it was said, was only partly to do with vetting. He had, it was claimed, other duties, such as overseeing cleaning and catering at Broadcasting House. The Brigadier said in his pre-BBC career, post office engineering, the Royal Signals, the intelligence section of the Chief of the General Staff, he had never had any dealings with MI5. In 1986, the Christmas tree files were shredded. Brigadier Stonham retired to Dorset in 1988. And in 1990, the BBC said the number of staff needing security clearance would from now on be kept to a minimum.